Israeli Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party signed a coalition deal with the Orthodox Shas party today after Israeli President Shimon Peres gave him a 2-week extension to form a government. The president of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, told us about how the Israeli parliament is shaping up.
Mr. Netanyahu is trying to form the widest government possible, which is the desire of every prime minister who comes into Israel to make a coalition as broad as possible. But Netanyahu has gone rather slow with the negotiations with the parties from the right to the from the center to the right, because he's been trying to get the two main center or center-left parties in, Kadima, the former ruling coalition party, and the Labor Party. Apparently, his efforts of getting the Kadima party in have not succeeded. Tzipi Livni, the head of the Kadima party, has not given in to her basic principles of demanding that Netanyahu accept in the coalition agreement the principle of two states or two people. Now he is negotiating intensively with Ehud Barak, the former prime minister and head of the Labor Party, to try and draw Labor into the party. And there is a split within the Labor Party of whether or not they want to join. Tomorrow afternoon, there'll be a meeting of the Labor Party Central Committee to vote on whether or not to agree to enter into the coalition negotiations and sign an agreement with Netanyahu. Tzipi Livni and Kadima party will be the main opposition party. It seems that Netanyahu will not be successful at getting them into the party. On the other hand, it's a flip of the coin with regard to the Labor Party.